too.
So tell us your impression of Goody.
Oh, player who definitely had it, who would never let anyone down. I find that I'm thinking of using that criterion a lot these days as I've grown older, that it's that the really great players have the knack of never letting anyone down, mm-hmm. always being there.
Yeah, Leon Oakley is like that.
Uh-huh. And so Frank Goody had that. He played only clarinet, although he had in his career played trumpet and the tenor sax. In discographies, he's particularly well known for playing the tenor sax, I think, in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
He played all over the world,
mm-hmm.
And he spoke with a French accent. He was from New Orleans, I believe.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And I don't know if he had this French accent from his New Orleans days or from living in France for so long. But he definitely had it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was big, although none of us ever called him Big Boy. Mm-hmm. He was tall and broad, and he used to sing Basin Street Blues, and I took a good one to the chest one time when I was standing too close to him, and he made an expansive gesture with his arms when he was singing the Basin Street Blues. He was quite apologetic about that, but I shouldn't have been where I was.
He's one of the few black guys that have played with this group, other than Bunk Johnson. And
so yeah.
Milky spoke very highly of him in every sense, as a player, as a human being, as a gentleman. And yet, Goody apparently was a very modest guy, because at that point in his life, he'd been all over the world, he'd recorded in Paris, he'd accomplished all these things, and yet apparently was still a modest person.
Yeah, well, I'll back up what Milky said. Everything Milky says I goes the same for me. When he was here in the city, he had business cards, but it didn't say musician. It said upholsterer. So he still, I understand that all the New Orleans guys, most of them had trades.
Right.
Actually, in Goody's case, he inherited a business from an uncle or a relative who died here in San Francisco.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, that explains it then. So he wasn't necessarily an upholsterer by trade, but just fell into it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's my impression, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. But his instinct to have that card and to have that, that also is part of his New Orleans background, I think, the way he went about it.
Uh-huh.
I agree that he was modest, but he was also strong. He stood there. If he was standing there with that presence, it was a light personality. I mean, he wasn't going to force anything on you, but you were not going to force anything on him either.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Well-balanced, you might say, or something like that.
Yeah.
Milky described him as having continental manners, a continental manner to him.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I never thought of it that way, but he was, he had a French air, which I guess is,
he wore a French cap?
He wore a beret.
Beret.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I had forgotten about that. That's right.
And did he dress well?
Yeah, he dressed normally. As I recall, he always wore either a suit or a, sport coat.
The recordings I've heard of him, he has a wild, growling, slashing, really good sound.
Oh, he does, yeah. Yeah, and he was great at playing even eighth notes. Do you remember that, Bill? Playing runs of even unaccented eighth notes.
I don't remember it particularly. I remember a flowing sound that he had, yeah. The Creole way.
As contrasted with dotted eighths and sixteenths.
Yeah.
And flowing, yes, and unhurried, never a crowded, hurried sound,
mm-hmm.
feel. Again, he was a very strong personality, which came through in his playing. He wasn't going to let anyone rush him or drag him.
Did you ever talk with him at length about anything?
His
background in Paris, or meeting Dickie Wells, or New Orleans, or anything like that?
I don't think so. I don't think I did, because it would have seemed that I was being pushy
Milky got that same vibe too, because a lot of this stuff Milky didn't know.
Yeah,
when I
talked
to him about
something, there was a zone around him that protected him somehow, or you didn't kind of cross something.
Yeah.
Is it part of that dignity that he had?
Formality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I once tried to ask if he knew Bechet, and he obviously did not want to be drawn on that subject, because I don't think he wanted to be compared or anything.
That was the feeling I got, yeah. One time he picked up a trumpet and blew a few notes on it, but it didn't come out because he obviously hadn't blown the trumpet for years. Other thing I remember is that, he told us we were better than we realized. And something else, I mentioned that one of my favorite trumpet players was Buck Clayton, and he said something along the lines of, "Oh, well, now you're talking about a really first-rate musician."